One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, everyone. It is episode 2, and we are the JK
and the K
podcast. God, can we get an intro together?
Wait, we need an intro, you think?
Yeah, I would think. I mean, it would help. I don't know.
Just okay,
a thought.
Okay.
I am 3 margaritas in, so it's going to be a bit of a zesty moment. I told you.
I didn't
even
grab
pretend.
My drink.
Oh, go get it.
You think I can go get it right now?
I mean, you have free will. You can do whatever you want. It's not easy work making a podcast, as they say.
No, it isn't. And I am not used to this shit. I am sweating buckets over here.
You're doing so good. You know what, my friend? So we have like a little focus group. We each have our own little focus group. So I send my focus group our background, logos, certain things. Then Kathleen sends it to hers and they completely derail everything my focus group said. And it's a fucking disaster. Any hoozle. In my focus group, one of my friends was like, it's so funny to see both of you guys, because it's like me that I've been doing a podcast for 3 years and you that you've never done a podcast. And he's like, every time she talks in the mic, she like gets super close to the mic and is like, I am talking into the mic now.
I know. I'm like,
she'll
hello,
get
guys.
Comfortable.
Yeah. I'll get used to it.
Of course you will. So yesterday we actually launched or like announced that we had a podcast. That was very exciting. I almost tinkled and pooped my pants. What about you?
No, yeah, we announced it yesterday. I mean, by the time that you guys are seeing this second episode, we would have announced a while
ago. Yeah.
But we were so freaking excited to see everybody's reaction to this podcast.
It was insane.
Because we were nervous that you guys forgot about us a long time ago. We were like, do they care still? And all the comments have been so sweet and amazing. And yeah, guys, I'm so excited that you guys are so excited. We're so excited.
I am so excited. Why are you scared? Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't want to reach your hand.
I wish I could
hand.
Reach through the screen and go, whatch. Slap it. Yeah, last episode, Kathleen was doing jazz hands, cartwheels with her hands, all sorts of gymnastics.
Listen,
and acrobatics.
Listen, I talk with my hands. I'm Hispanic.
Oh, I know it. And then your knee, like literally your knee was like in outer space. I'm like, how do you even bend like that? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, it was not okay.
I'll try to be proper in today's episode.
Honestly, though, it really was an amazing response. If you're watching this, 3 weeks ago, we addressed it on Do We Know Them? Like, we announced it and stuff that we were doing a podcast together. But in case you didn't see that, we just need to let you know that this does not mean my other podcast is ending and that this is a very different venture. This is two gal pals gal paling. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it is time consuming, quote unquote, like takes us a bit to set up. Then we have to sit down and film. But we are going to seek help for editing. So we're going to have other people edit it. That's literally 99% of a podcast.
No, I know. That's what takes up so much of your time as well. So no time will be taken away from Do We Know Them. You guys will just get double Jesse now. So you're good. You're good.
I honestly, like, I have so much fun doing this. I'm so excited for today's episode because it's going to be a little bit unhinged. And like I have aforementioned beforehand, I have had 3 margaritas. My brother came back in town. He makes really good drinks. I'm going to take a titty out.
You had 3 margaritas today? Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Today, what do you think? 3 margaritas over the course of a week? I'm a big girl.
Shut up.
But I am excited to be here. We just had to mention all of the. Ooh, someone just honked outside my house.
Oh, I thought you were ooing to my drink. I am drinking Wink Black Cherry Fizz. It's a seltzer plus THC. THC 5 milligrams, CBD 5 milligrams. This is not alcohol, right?
Are you getting high on the internet?
No, this is like drinking a little bit of an edible.
Cut to like 30 minutes in, you're just spaced out.
I do dabble in the occasional edible here and there to go to sleep and stuff because I have anxiety. It does help anxiety
a little
bit.
You don't have to explain yourself. You better live that life, mama. Yeah, I texted my brother for another marg. Hope he got it. Anyway.
Yeah, tell him to bring you that marg.
Look at my empty hands. It's so sad.
I know. Where is it? I thought you just had it in your hand. Did you drink it already?
So I did drink it. And you want to know the crazier part? I drank it, but he had also given me like an extra shaker, like Chili's. It was extra in here. I drank that too.
Oh, shit.
Getting fucking hot in here.
I love that cup. Hold on. That cup in your hand is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It is giving like margarita at Chili's.
Oh, also, I do want to just bring it up really quick that the reason why it's been so hard for us to do our background, is it you? It is. Like, if we could just talk about that for a second, because Kathleen seems to think that she is going to be buried under the ground next year because she's so old that literally she's just gonna keel over and die. And she says, we are two old hags. We cannot do the Y2K nostalgic
no,
vibe.
No, because, no, 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 no.
You said that.
No, I don't hate the Y2K vibe. I just don't like the like throw up of like neon pastel colors because, I mean, you're super young, but I'm 33.
Kathleen, I'm turning 32 like next month.
Oh, that's a baby. That's a baby.
Like, I don't know what kind of death sentence you've given yourself, but can we please appeal it and like just let you live your life? Like, I told her, I'm like, that was our childhood. Y2K is ours. She's like, that's Gen Z. I'm like, Gen Z? They don't even know about that.
No,
they
no.
stole it.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
You know what
I said? It was Gen Z.
You know how you see us in your head? You see us like 98 degrees that now they're all pathetic on stage at Epcot and like performing at little venues and they can barely dance. That's how you see us. And I don't appreciate
we
that.
We are not 98 degrees.
That's how you see us.
No, I do not see us like 98 degrees. That's so harsh.
Have you seen the videos I'm talking about?
I haven't.
Oh my God. When
no,
I said it to you, you're going to die. There's one where the guy is like literally shimmying. But you know what? It's what Nick Lachey deserves. And I stand by that.
I agree.
What did you say?
I agree.
What happened to the Backstreet Boys?
I said we're the Backstreet Boys.
But they're still touring and old.
No, but they're old, but like they love them still. We're not 98 degrees with Backstreet Boys. Don't say that.
Yeah. But
people still want to come to our old ass show, you know?
Okay, but the thing is, like, I literally am curious to pick your brain on, like, what do you see when you see an actual old person? Like, someone who's passed 12 years ago? Like, how do you see people if you think you're old?
No, I mean, I don't think I'm old. I just think that some of the branding that we were... I think branding is everything. And when you have a brand, like, you're going to have to stick to it. I didn't want to, you know, have to corner us into this, like, very loud Y2K colorful, you know.
Why? So God forbid we slay for the rest of our career.
But what if we just get a little tired of it and then it's like there's a point of no return? I just feel like something a little bit more evergreen and like, you know, classic.
The fucking evergreen. If I ever hear you say that word again, I'm gonna just tackle you on sight. We're already canceling the podcast, but we're making it work.
No, literally, I was telling Jesse, I'm like, oh my God, Nada's fighting and like ruining this podcast before it even starts.
No, my favorite thing about both of us, honestly, and you even more than me, like I am scared of confrontation, but like you're more scared of it than I am.
Oh, way more. You're scared of confrontation?
Are you joking? Yes, very. How do you feel I'm not?
Wow, I don't get that vibe from you at all.
Oh my God, like very much so. However, if there's a confrontation to be had, we will be having it. Like that, I do feel no. because I hate problems. Like, I'm just like, I can't deal with this. Like, I don't like looming shit. I don't like half-ass, passive-aggressive. I'm just like, can we just talk about it? However.
No, I agree, though. I hate passive-aggressive. Like, sure, I avoid things and I avoid confrontation or whatever, but I'm not going to be like passive-aggressive because even to me, passive-aggressive is confrontation. So
no, it is. For sure it is. What I was getting at, though, is that we are both characters that I don't feel like, I feel like we could never like fight, you know what I mean? Like, we're like too scared to do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think I could ever get like angry, even though I'm the one getting you angry throughout this whole
process. You're not getting me angry. Well, yes, but not at you, just in general, just a feeling of angst, I would say.
I get you. Anyway, point is, we're on the right path. We're on the road there. Give us some time. We're not married to these trapos on these chairs.
Oh, I'm certainly not married, bitch. I'm gonna toss them out.
She's
next episode.
She's so upset about this throw on the chair. We should show you guys the text messages where I'm like, let's just return it.
Literally am like, first of all, I think my window has passed. I don't think I can return it.
You can so return it.
You know what I do? I put it on my local buy nothing and somebody's gonna come pick up this fugly ass mustard chair tomorrow. And that'll be that.
Oh, at least you could sell it. You'll sell it to somebody, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, buy nothing. You know what that means? That means you give it away. No, and I do it all the time because I'm just like, someone pick this thing up.
No.
Take it out of my house.
I do hate returning things, I will say.
Oh, I hate it. It's the fucking worst.
Amazon does make it easy. So if I will return something, it's going to be through Amazon. But any other company, forget about it.
Yeah, absolutely not. But we are moving along and the background is going to slay.
I bet you the background slays right now.
I bet you it so does. These tarapos? I don't know about these. It looks like a bathrobe. Anyway.
Jessie called me on FaceTime today when she was at Target. She's like, oh, these are the ugliest freaking throws. She was so upset. I'm like, just grab that cream one. It's super cute. It looks like mine.
First of all, I wish it was Target. It was TJ Maxx.
Even better. They got better deals.
Oh my God. It was just awful. And then I got to my house and then Joey, interior designer extraordinaire, my brother, he looked at it. He goes, oh, is that polyester? I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's probably polyester. I don't know.
With his bucket hat and his bright pink shorts.
Literally, he's wearing the smallest mustard shorts today. And he goes to Pilates with me in them. I'm like, your ball sack is going to come out. Like, literally, it's going to pop out in the middle of Pilates. Or as my dad calls it, Pilatos.
I love your dad.
My dad called me with an update that everybody loved our announcement for the podcast. You know he has to keep up with me.
Oh my God. Your dad is so cute. Your dad really does keep up with
it. He is my number one fan and number one critic and number one hater. But he was like, oh my God, like, yeah, like they're commenting. They love it. It's going to be great. I'm like, okay, period.
That'd be a Pisces. He's a Pisces, right?
Yes. No. He's a Cancer.
Joe's a Pisces.
Joe's a Pisces.
Your stepdad's a Pisces. Okay. Well, that is a water sign thing, you know, being your biggest fan, but also your biggest hater. I love it. My mom's like that.
Oh my God, it's really rough. But no, also, I do just want to say, like, literally, we touched on the fact that the response was good, but like, I literally am like flabbergasted by the response that we've gotten.
So am I.
There was like one message I got that was like, I don't even believe in God, but like, thank God. I was like, oh my God, not us converting people to Christianity. No.
Bro, did you see that comment that someone was like, oh my God, not us finally getting the podcast 5 years after you guys brought it up one day on your channel? We talked about it on my channel or like your channel a million years ago. And someone's like, finally, 5 years later, procrastination queens.
I know. I saw that. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of people are rightfully, doubting us and like our ability to stay consistent and stuff. But that's one thing I also wanted to bring up with the having editors part is like, this is not do we know them in that we have to film two episodes a week that are currently happening. Like, it's topics that right. are being talked about right now. We're talking about diarrhea and submarine wieners. So we really don't. Somebody just sneezed in my house so loud. What did you just do?
I was trying to burp, but not burp on camera.
Interesting. So like, this podcast could be batch filmed. Like, we could literally pre-record 20 episodes if we wanted to.
Exactly. That's the thing that I was telling you that is difficult for you on Do We Know Them? Because obviously you're talking about like current drama and current events. Like right now, I desperately want to talk about Love Island with you, but it's pointless because by the time this comes out, like the shit I'm going to say.
We're also on different, like I'm on literally Jeremiah and Huda are still together and you're like in current time.
Jeremiah and Huda broke up 7 years ago.
You know what's so funny about that? I'm literally thinking in my head because I purposely, like I'll watch the big clips, like I'll know more or less what's happening, but I don't want to dig too far deep into it. So I'm literally watching it now, like how the fuck are they going to break up? Like is she going to like stab him in his sleep? I don't know.
Oh, girl. It gets really weird with Huda and Jeremiah.
Did like, you find really that you saw that he was like a bookworm and like a nerdy guy?
I'm obsessed with him.
So many people hate him.
He's very, very, very young. I mean, I could never be on Love Island because I could never kiss a stranger. I could never do that.
I want one of my friends to go on Love Island more than I want to live and breathe. Do you understand that? Why wouldn't you fucking go to Love Island? That's so
Well, first of all, I'm ancient. They don't let 33-year-olds on Love Island.
I'm going to punch you. I'm going to punch you in the face and the tit.
But it's true. Hello, Jeremiah's like, what, 24?
Kathleen.
Isn't Nick like 22?
They're 12 really years young. Old. I don't know what you're doing. You look like you have diarrhea, but I literally do not see what you're pointing at right now. Like, at all.
All my lines. I need Botox really bad.
Okay, let's say we get a little bit of Botox before.
I'm not saying you need it.
But I'm saying, like, if you got Botox before, can you go and, like, show a theta or two?
No, I could never be on Love Island, bro. I cannot kiss a boy I don't know.
Why? That's the best.
I'd have to have, like, a conversation. I mean, I'm sure I could make out with a man I meet.
You could be like Bella. She didn't kiss.
No.
That was horrible, bro. I literally was like,
that would be me. I would be like, sorry, I don't kiss boys that I know boyfriend with.
Consider it. Yeah. Would you consider it?
No, I would never consider it. I would never consider ever being on a dating show ever. I also would never want to be with a man who would be on a dating show. You don't think that's weird?
We're two different people. No, I don't think that's weird at all. Dating shows weren't really, they were a thing, obviously, before I got married, but like they weren't a thing. Like, I totally would have been on one of those shows.
No, you would have been incredible on Love Island.
I would have been on one of those shows fucking up shit for sure. Like, that definitely is right up my alley. But, you know, I'm a Leo. What can I say? I belong there.
No, you were made for that kind of shit. But I can't, like, I can't even imagine, like, doing a challenge of, like, pick an islander to, like, oh my God, there was an episode where they're like, okay, everybody grab your partner and just make out. And they're, like, throwing each other all over the floor. It looked like a giant orgy. Everybody making out. I'm like, I would be too nervous. Hell I can't yeah. do that. I'm too nervous. Also, they're walking around in their bikinis all day. Me walk around in a bikini in front of a man? I could never.
What about a one piece? I love one pieces.
A one piece, perhaps.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I would do like a sexy little one piece. Come on. Bikinis, yeah, never again. One. I have like well parted ways with bikinis.
You see my belly button? Never. I bet you no one has ever seen my belly button.
I think I've seen your belly button.
No, impossible.
I just saw it actually like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, that's because
at my fupa, and like my shirt was riding up a little bit. Like,
you have a belly button ring. That's very scandalous.
I do.
You know what's funny? I got a belly button ring too. I have a very, very horrible relationship with my stomach.
Oh no. It's like, why?
Welcome to our therapy sesh.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready. Bro, this wink, I swear this wink is hitting me.
You've had like one sip.
But no, I'm like halfway.
Yeah.
No, 2.5 milligrams in me right now. But I swear to you, like I have always been really, really self-conscious of my stomach because I've always been skinny, but my stomach, I've always had like a gut. So I've been like skinny fat, like what they call, you know, skinny fat. And do you remember Formspring?
I do.
Formspring was like this anonymous thing that you could like leave anonymous messages on people's walls. It was like this really awful fucking website.
Almost as bad as like Ask FM, right? Like that type
Horrible.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of Jeff's podcast?
What is his? Isn't it Jeff FM?
What you just said? Ask Jeff M?
No. Hello?
Jeff FM, right?
Someone take her wink out of her fucking hand. I don't know what is that.
Oh no.
Did it work too fast?
I don't know, bro. There was some rumors that they were taking off THC drinks from the shelves over at ABC Liquor and Total Wine because they weren't able to regulate the THC that was in the drinks.
So I had a Formspring in high school. I had one. I don't know why I would, but I had so many comments, anonymous comments of people telling me that I had a fat gut. One would be like, you'd be so pretty if you did sit-ups.
Square.
That is demonic.
I have been super self-conscious about my belly and like I have never showed it. I've never been in a bikini like in front of strangers, like never, never, ever. So I could never be on Love Island for my stomach.
They don't have any plus size people. It's actually quite fucked, honestly.
That is a little bit concerning. Why does every bitch on that show look absolutely
like the most insane
chiseled
body ever
and carved?
Yeah. And then also, why are they bringing like super hot girls and then the guys? A little scary.
Can we talk about that?
Is it on purpose or they just couldn't find any other ones or what happened there?
I don't know. But like all the bombshells that come into Love Island, when the women are stunning, beautiful, when they come in, I'm like, yes. And then the guys walk through the door and I'm like, this guy skips leg day at the gym every day and he looks weird. And like, I don't
know. Yeah, I would have no choice but just to choose a woman. Can you do that on Love Island? Can you?
You know that I was gonna ask about that. On Love Island, like, can they do that?
I don't know, because like Shelly's bisexual, so like, I don't know.
Because Zach, I mean, I don't know if by the time you guys are watching this, not Zach, the one that talks like this, mate, brother, come over here, brother. Not him. The other Zach, un poquito gay, I think. I don't wanna, obviously, like, I don't want to sound, I hope I don't come off like...
No, I know what you mean. I think that several times throughout the show, I mean, literally pretty much any guy that I hang out with in my life is a gay man. So maybe I just like see a lot of gay people that I'm just like, that is a homosexual. There was one in the UK. I never watched the UK Love Island, but there was one in the fucking UK Love Island that walked in and literally said, ooh la la, bonjour.
No. Oh, but is he French?
No.
Oh, because I will say, French men, even though they're straight, they do give a little
my
bit of feminine
first
vibes.
Question I asked Nassim was if he was gay. And he's like, no. Are you a lesbian? And I said, no. And then we made out.
Well, because you guys met at a gay bar.
And that is true. But you see, I love to make out with random people. That's like, that was my favorite thing.
Wait, that's how you and Nassim like made out the moment you guys met? Like right then and there?
10 minutes after we met. Come on. I'm not easy.
Wow, that's amazing. I wish I could do that. I cannot
do
that.
Oh, yeah. And then we were at a escape room and not with Nassim. This was like me like hanging out with my friends and like, you know, doing my farewell from Los Angeles because I was moving to Miami. And I literally left the escape room. I was like, all right, guys, I gotta go hook up with this French guy. Hope he doesn't kill me. And then I left.
Wait, don't tell me you like met up with Nassim like in his place to hook up.
No.
Or your place. Oh my God, Jesse, what if you would have literally been a murderer?
Okay, can I defend myself on that? So literally, we were supposed to always go back to his place. That was definitely gonna happen. And I'm not saying to do that and it may be dangerous, especially nowadays. I feel like it's getting worse. I don't know. I was in an Uber and I was supposed to meet him at Santa Monica Pier. Like we were supposed to go together. Like he would like ride his little scooter and we were supposed to go to Santa Monica Pier, but I was late. So he kept saying like, hey, like it's sundown already. Why don't we just grab wine? We'll enjoy it at my house. I've never had this before ever. I felt like I was going to projectile vomit. I was so nervous and I literally thought he was going to kill me. But now that I look back at it, I genuinely think it was like my intuition knowing that I was going to meet my husband. Like, or like being...
Yeah,
with-
like it was your butterflies, like the nervous, exciting
but it wasn't excited butterfly. Like I literally was like, okay, well, I'm going to die. I felt so much pain in my chest that I almost told the Uber to turn around. Anyway, we ended up going. We drank some wine. Other things happened.
Wine. You know what? If they give me wine on Love Island, I might kiss someone. I don't know.
You know that they limit them to 2 glasses of wine a day.
Really? Well, I mean, that makes sense.
That would piss me off so bad.
Yeah, but God forbid something weird goes down and then, like,
I know.
People are too drunk.
Yeah, you know, a lot of shows, I know, was it Ultimatum? No, Love is Blind got sued by ex-contestants because they were, like, given so much alcohol and shit that they felt like, essentially, they weren't getting enough food. They were getting a ton of alcohol and they just felt like it affected their behavior. And then that was publicized, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they were like, their lives were ruined because of it. So I do get that. I personally would be bothered and I would smuggle little wine bottles in my asshole.
No, for real, because they'd be like, you want to go to Casa Amor? I'd be like, yeah, hold on. Let me take six shots of Jensen Ackles and I'll be right there.
Literally, I would have previously gone to Fiji a week before. I would have hidden a bunch of bottles in the sand and just been going with a metal detector on the beach. Like, unfortunately, I don't feel like I could be sober in that situation. And yeah. I also have seen it theorized. Like, can you imagine if people did it like Hunger Games where we could drop off like little packages to Love Island to like specific contestants?
Oh my God, I think that's brilliant.
Isn't it? Like, you could get involved.
Can you imagine?
Or, like, yeah. Like, and I bet some rich fucker would pay like $100,000 to drop, like, didn't everybody get cold sores and herpes on the show?
I know Nick did for sure. That motherfucker was sporting some crazy cold sores and like little things on his face the first few weeks.
I have a lot of questions. Anyway, we said we weren't going to talk about Love Island, but that was like an evergreen conversation, if you will.
That really was an evergreen conversation, I will say.
We do have a segment, though, that we actually want to, you know, get into, and that's our Hear Me Out segment. You want to explain what Hear Me Out is?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, me and Jesse wanted to give you guys our list of Hear Me Outs, and I am very passionate about this topic, let me just say, because it actually upsets me when I watch Hear Me Out videos and people just say hot guys or like relatively hot guys where I'm like, guys, he's hot. Okay, like this is going to sound really fucked up.
Don't say it.
No, wait, hold on. For example, I'm trying to think of like a guy that people say a lot that I'm like, what are you talking about? He's hot. Well, I was watching one where someone's like Aladdin and I'm like, Aladdin is like the most handsome prince. And she's like, oh, but you know, he's a cartoon. But it's like cartoons count. Like you can use cartoons, but they got to be ugly cartoons.
No,
and also,
no. I disagree. Agree with you.
Of course you're gonna want to bang Aladdin. Who does not want to bang Aladdin?
Okay, but here's the thing. When I think of Hear Me Out, and this is how I, so we each have eight things, like it's so, things, I'm so dead. No, people. Characters.
We got eight
I meant
things.
Because we have four cartoon and then four humans. So it's kind of like,
oh, I actually have three cartoon, five human. I tried to get like more cartoon.
Whatever. Now you're breaking the rules you set.
I know, I wanted to do. Actually, technically I have nine. So I have four and four, and then an honorable mention.
But these aren't people that I think are ugly. These are people that genuinely, in an unconventional way, I am genuinely attracted to and would hypothetically have sexual, very passionate intercourse with.
That's the point. That's the point. It's like your Hear Me Out list has to be somebody you would actually have sex with.
Like these people are not ugly. It's like an unconventional, because okay, there's like a conventional attractiveness. It's like you can't put fucking Liam Hemsworth on your fucking Hear Me Out list. Like, yeah, Hear Me Out. Everyone wants to fuck him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, literally. Like, what is the Hear Me Out there? And then you also can't say like a gremlin troll under the bridge unless you really would. Like, you have to mean your Hear Me Out.
Yeah, so it's not about like, let's put the funniest person that's gonna be like, wow, what the fuck? It's like genuinely, why when I see that person, have I low-key like did a Kegel? You know what I mean? Like my little coochie with.
Yes.
Like once or twice. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, it's just a weird exactly. thread that's pulling you to that person and or cartoon character. And yes, it can be a cartoon character because sometimes cartoon characters are hot.
Yes, but like not in an Aladdin way. He's like obviously hot.
In a way that's like most people would look at that person and like just be like, that's a person. You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't think like sexual.
Right.
Although, but see, I want to correct myself there because there's people for everyone. So like I don't find myself to be the most attractive person, but like my husband finds me attractive.
If you would be a Hear Me Out, that's like putting Aladdin. That's crazy.
Oh my God. Wow. Thank you.
You cannot be a Hear Me Out. Miss Trenchbull is a Hear Me Out.
That's diabolical.
Not to me. I would not.
Not you wanting to finger blast Miss Trenchbull?
I would never. Oh my God, not Zach on Love Island when they did this. He was like, immediately, he's like, Mrs. Puff from SpongeBob.
Oh my God. You know what's so crazy? And I was thinking not to get back into Love Island, but remember how Amaya was bringing up how people, she's like, you know, people don't take care of their teeth. They just go straight to the piano keys. And then the guy she's with has piano keys.
I know. Yikes.
So I'm just like, what? Anyway, I don't like Hear Me Out in the sense of like people thinking that we're almost like making fun of these people or being like they're ugly. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's impossible because I love every person on my list.
Okay, same. Shall we get started?
Yes.
You first.
No, you go.
No, you. Come on, ladies first.
Okay, I'll go first. Jesse already knows this one. Me and her have talked about this before. I really love Peter Dinklage.
Okay, period.
I would even date Peter Dinklage.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate or how far are we elaborating?
Here's the thing is like, I think he's a very, very handsome man, especially in Game of Thrones.
Even though in Game of Thrones, he was like sloppy and drunk and gross.
Okay. But everybody in Game of Thrones is sloppy and drunk and gross, and they all look like they smell and they all whatever. It's literally the era. Everybody there is going to do that for you. But his character in Game of Thrones, I think is handsome. And I think he would show me a very good time in the bedroom.
So you think that he would softly caress and be a passionate lover is what you're saying.
He would show me a great time in the bedroom. Yes, I think he's a very giving man.
I love that, actually,
low-key. I think he is the opposite of DJ Khaled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, DJ Khaled admitting that he never goes down on his wife is crazy.
Jesse, I have never heard anything more diabolical. On principle alone, even if I stayed with my husband, whatever, because you know, preference, if you don't like to do that, whatever, that's fine. But like, to say that to the public, if I'm his wife, I'm getting divorced.
Yeah, you embarrassed me. Like, not only do you not do it, but now you told everyone, you sick bitch.
Yeah, literally. Like, DJ Khaled would never, ever be on a hear me out list for me. If you don't go down on your woman, that's okay. I mean, like, honestly, I'm not trying to shame anyone.
I don't even think that's...
But that is. People have preferences. That's fine.
It's only okay if she doesn't want it.
Yeah, but like, some women don't like to suck pee-pee. That's fine. Like, that makes people uncomfortable or whatever, that they don't like to do it. So like, I don't want to be double standard over here. Like, you're allowed to whatever. I don't think that's weird. I just think it's like, you don't like me then.
Because sometimes, like, I feel like there's other avenues. And yeah, like, whatever someone's comfortable with, then period. However, if they just like flat out, like, if my husband, because being married is like a whole different thing. Because it's like, let's try everything.
I agree.
Put it in my ear. No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, put it anywhere you want. When you guys are married, like, please, the world is your oyster. Do it. Like, do it all.
Oh my God, you heard my prayers. It's so hot in here. My marg ran out years ago.
You know that margarita is just going to make you hotter on the inside.
You mean hotter?
Yeah.
No, like, I just, listen, marriage, any relationship, obviously, it's about consent, what you're comfortable with you, in your partnership, what makes sense for you. As for me, I get it. Like, you are going to have sex with that person minimum 3,000 times.
Right?
I've never counted.
You spice it up.
You gotta put it in your, I don't know where, I don't know. You just gotta get adventurous with it is what I'm saying. Why are we saying that? Why the fuck are we saying that? What are we talking about?
What? How did we get here?
I don't know. This is the sexual podcast. I'm so scared. The last episode, you're talking about the submarine wiener?
No, seriously.
I don't know what is wrong with us.
My point was Peter would go down on me, I think.
Oh, Peter Dinklage would totally go down on you. No disrespect. He's married, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No disrespect. Peter Dinklage, wife, if you're watching the JK podcast, I just want to say, I just meant your husband in his character.
In his character. So a lot of these things you have to know, like, we are basing it off of either roles they've played or like that situation. We are not talking about real life. Okay. Even though she did say Peter Dinklage and not his character name. But you know what I mean?
I mean, because he's hot. I'm sorry. I think he's hot.
Don't be sorry, queen. Own your shit. Anyway. Okay. My first one is Jack Black.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes.
And let's get into that. Because
absolutely,
in this household, I think he would be a tender lover. Like, seriously.
He really would.
Funny, sweet, limber. So limber, actually. Have you seen how limber he is?
Yeah, he's so limber. Like, I agree. Hello, in the movie The Holiday, he is so charming. Have you seen that movie?
Oh my God, The Holiday Jack Black is classic. But I even mean fully bearded, half naked on a beach Jack Black right now.
Oh, like the crazy one that you see on social media these days?
Current day Jack Black. He could theoretically get it. You know, like, I love funny guys. That's actually, like, laughing with my partner is, like, my number one priority. Have you seen some of my exes? Like, it's like a bag of, what is it that Amaya says? It's like a bag of Skittles. Like, it literally is a bag of Skittles.
I gotta be honest, I've never seen a single one of your exes.
Shut the fuck up. I will send you several photos. I will find them up. Well, no, you've
I
seen
only
Richie.
Know of one. Who's that?
Richie, the cancer that I dated that I had on my YouTube channel.
I literally don't remember. I know there was a guy that you once dated that was like a little bit like a famous guy. And then he was like weird.
Fitness?
No, famous.
Wait, what?
Famous.
Famous.
Why am I remembering like some guy that was like you were like secretly dating?
I know who you're
like,
talking about.
And
like
it was behind the scenes.
I know who you're talking about.
Who am I talking about?
Can I say his name? Last time I said his name, he threatened. I don't know what he threatened, but he wanted me to get the video
done.
Yes,
it's this one.
His name rhymes with. Who is Popano?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. What a time. I remember that. Wow.
Actually, that is the most consistent of my type where it's like shorter than me usually. Hispanic.
Oh shit. You like shorter than you?
That's like my history. Like I also grew up in Miami, girl.
No, I literally love a short king. They're my favorite.
I do love short kings. Like tall guys, something about them scares me.
Agree.
And what is that?
They're just big and scary. I don't like big, scary men. I don't know what it is.
Literally, like, my best friend, Alex, is 6'5", I think.
Oh, he is very tall. He's
and
scary.
And I do like that when we go out, like, we go out in public, like, I look so tiny. Like, I look so small.
Yeah, that's cute.
But he likes to date guys that are taller than him.
Oh, shit. I don't like shorter than me, but I definitely don't like tall.
So my husband is the pretty much exact height as me, and I love it because it's not like I'm looking down and I'm not looking up, just looking straight.
Nassim is tall as hell to me.
Girl, but you've literally
like 5'10",
dated,
right?
Like, very short people.
No, yeah. None of them were shorter than me, though.
Girl, you're short as fuck.
I dated a 5'3 man.
They would have to be like literally 4'11 to be shorter than you. No, I just have a very random type. I think that my main type that could be consistent, like strings along most of them, is Hispanic. So like Nassim to me looks a little bit Hispanic.
Yeah, he's giving a little Hispanic.
And his accent, you know, he talks like this, but it could be interpreted as like Hispanic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he thinks he's Cuban. Like, literally, he just bought like a whole like domino set. I'm like, what are you doing?
I love that for him.
I don't know why I was saying any of that. Oh, yeah, that I was meaning to say that all the things that string everyone along that I actually date is like that I laugh with them. You know what I mean?
Of course, if you're not funny, like, ill. I love a funny guy.
Oh, you're back. Is this a shot of liquor?
Oh, shit.
Woo, welcome to Chili's.
We should go to Chili's. When I go visit you in Georgia, we should all go to Chili's.
Why the fuck would we go to Chili's when you come here?
Because I'm assuming there's nothing else to fucking do in Georgia.
You take that back. You whore.
I'm not going to take it back.
There's so much to do and you're going to be so, you're going to feel so stupid.
No, I'm sure there's a lot to do. But I really want to go to Savannah. I keep telling Jesse I want us to take a trip to Savannah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Oh, all she does is bring up freaking Savannah.
Have we been fighting this whole episode or have we been having a good time? What are your thoughts?
I think we've been having a great time. Why? Okay. Are you feeling different?
No, I'm good. I'm worried I'm being too mean to you.
What the fuck? You're not being mean to me at all. I mean, to be fair, I work with Natalia every day and she bullies me.
True. No, she literally bullied me. I literally texted her in the thread. My first thing was, I hear you hate our background. And she goes, I do.
No. Jesse goes, I hear you hate our background. I go, no, she doesn't hate it. I'm like typing these things. I'm like, no. And Tali goes, actually, I do fucking hate it.
I was like, okay, perfect. No, okay, wait, what's your next hear me out?
Okay, hear me out with this one. I know you're going to freak out a little bit about this.
Oh,
but
my God.
But I do want to say that it's during an era, not this man today, because this man today is like 70.
Okay.
But.
Which is also
during
fine.
During the film. Can't breathe.
Oh,
I think it's giving me tachycardia.
No, I can't do anything. I'm so far away.
No, you're good. Okay, listen. During the filming of Roseanne,
not
the Connors.
Oh, is it the guy?
What?
The main guy?
You've never seen Roseanne?
Is that?
Are you serious?
Can I ask a stupid question? Is that the same people that are in Cheers?
No. Same era, though, I will say. It's like
okay,
around
period.
The same era.
And I was onto something.
But no, everybody in Cheers is very attractive. But I will say, okay, when I was watching Roseanne when I was younger, John Goodman...
Let me look him up. Is that the dad from Coyote Ugly?
Oh, I don't know. Put Dan from Roseanne. But
that's the dad from Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, John Goodman. He can get it.
Oh, okay.
No, but listen. Like, he is such a good dad. Oh, my God. There is an episode where he, like, defends Aunt Becky, and he goes outside with, like, this wrench and a hammer, and he's about to beat some guy up because, oh, and it's, like, so hot and attractive to me. I think John Goodman is so hot. Him as Fred Flintstone in the live action. The Flintstone movie? Hot.
What did it for you and Fred Flintstone? I'm curious about this.
He, you know, him walking around all barefoot. And
me, every day.
Eating with his stone spoons and driving his car with his feet. I like it. I really like John Goodman.
It's just interesting. I didn't expect like, it, I think is what it is. I think that's what's happening.
He doesn't give me the type to, like, you know, tie me up or anything. You know, the way
maybe
I think
if you ask. Would. I feel like he would oblige.
I don't know. I feel like he's more of like a gentle lover.
No, yeah, he's missionary all the way. Yeah, honey.
He's missionary or you lay on top of him. You know what I mean?
Two options.
He might squish. He might squish me if
but period. I love that. Okay, my next one is Spencer Shay from iCarly, the big brother. There are certain lights that hit him in such a way. No, I liked the way that he was like, you know, he was taking care of them.
Yeah, he's a great brother.
Yeah, he's a great brother. A little fucking stupid.
But funny.
But funny. And he's cute funny. And tall, even though I just finished saying tall was not my thing.
Yeah, but you know, he if he like doesn't talk, he's attractive.
They're so, do you understand? Me and Joy were just talking about this because we used to have a personal trainer like in high school days, or it was literally like right out of high school. And literally he was so cute and he actually liked me and like we would like flirt with each other all the time. But he was so like every time he opened his mouth, I was like, oh, damn it.
Oh, no.
Why doesn't can't we put suck, a piece dude? Of tape on that? It ruins it, bro.
That sucks.
It does. Yeah. It was like the worst jokes. He didn't know a lot of words.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, brother.
Like, I feel like intelligence and charisma and being nice
and being all of that goes very far, way further. Like, I would literally rather date Jack Black than like a supermodel. Like, seriously.
Oh, of course. Like a really dumbass hot guy. Yeah, no. Kill me. Literally, God, kill
nothing
me.
Nothing
worse. I could never. I could never. I kind of see Spencer. I kind of see that. You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, right? I think so.
I kind of see. I need something a little bit more aggressive, I think. A little more.
Yeah, I feel like I would like snap him in half a little bit. But like, you know, I do also
I fear that
there's a time and place for Spencer from iCarly.
Maybe like after a drive-in movie and like in the car, you get like or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he seems like he like gets cheated on a lot and, you know. Okay, I'm scared for your next one. Go ahead.
My next one. Okay, let's see. I have these off the top of my dome here.
Interesting.
Okay, this next one, this might seem a little bit weird. This might seem a little bit weird because he is a very, very hot man. Like, I don't think that he is technically a hear me out. Like, I am super attracted to him. However, he's 80 and I'm kind of attracted to him even at his 80-year-old self.
Oh, no.
There is something so hot about Pat Riley. He's like the owner of the Miami Heat.
Ay, can you search him up? Kathleen. God, what the fuck?
Every time that man comes out on my screen, like during the basketball games, I'm like, God, he's so hot and smooth. And he's like 9,000 years old.
Okay. Yeah, he looks like he would call you like a good girl.
Yeah. Him and his like slick back hair like this, I feel like he would like slap me across the face with his ring.
Yeah,
like I feel like during sexy time he would like backhand me with his ring.
Oh my God. And you would like that, you little weirdo.
I would like that. Actually,
that's an interesting one. I was not familiar with his game, but he better work.
He is smooth. Like, I don't care how old he is. I don't care how far.
I cannot have these next time on this podcast.
I love it. Keep it coming.
Because I was going to say, I don't care how far his sack hangs.
You'll just pick it up from the floor with your mouth.
I'll just pick it up.
I cannot believe. And it's so funny because like I know this side of you, but I also don't. What are you doing?
I'm almost out.
God forbid you have another one. I feel like you're going to have a heart attack.
I don't have any more. Dang me.
Oh my God. Honestly, it's probably for the best.
No, for sure. But okay, so mine is Pat Riley. Who's yours?
Oh, okay. So mine is actually like getting... I'm so dead at you trying to... Okay. So mine... Yes. Actually, someone who's a little bit older now as well, but I feel like is aging like fine fucking wine. And that...
Oh, shit. Like Pat Riley?
Different, funny vibes. Not like...
Tell me.
Mafia boss vibes. But Steve Carell.
Oh my God. Steve Carell's so hot. Does he count?
I feel like it counts because he always plays like the dorky, like a hello, like 40-year-old
yeah,
virgin.
You're right.
Like, you know, like I feel like people don't normally see him in that way, but I totally see Steve Carell that way.
Especially not like in his office era.
No. Not Michael.
Wait,
freaking.
Would you bang Michael Scott?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think so.
In no world whatsoever. No. Under any circumstance would I fucking bang Michael.
I'm already so awkward. That's why I need like a mafia boss that's just gonna throw me somewhere and like, you know, whatever. Like, I could never take charge. And like, Michael Scott gives me like a man that needs you to take charge.
Mine after this get very unhinged. So go ahead.
Okay, next up for me, have you ever seen the movie Split with James McAvoy? Okay, specifically him as the Beast. When he's like,
that guy. You're not mentally okay. You know what that reminds me of? There's this new zombie movie where apparently he has a huge schlong and he's just running around the whole time with a giant dick.
James McAvoy?
No. This has nothing to do with James McAvoy. 28 Days Later or something. It's in theaters now. And when I hear, like, literally everyone describing it, it's just like, it is some, like, a beast on screen with a huge dick just hanging. You might love the movie.
What the hell? That's weird.
I love it.
No, I would not, for the record, I would not have sex with a zombie. Ew.
I don't know if he's I think he is a zombie, actually. I'm not sure.
No.
But you wouldn't have sex with a beast who has, like, multiple
personalities? Yeah, like, him as the Beast, like... When he's like breathing like that, like, and especially that James McAvoy is like a short king, you could tell. When he's like stocky as the Beast, he looks like extra short king vibes, and I love it. I literally like live for it. I'm like, oh my God, am I supposed to be sweating in my Pikachu right now watching this movie? Because I am.
So worried about you. That one is so, it matches the unhingedness of my next one, but in a completely different way. Okay, hear me fucking out and don't judge me.
I'm scared.
The Grinch.
The Grinch?
All I'm saying is that Martha May was onto something. Thoughts?
You would have sex with the Grinch?
So there's multiple layers to this. it's Jim Carrey in there, and he can, you know, he could get it.
He is funny, I will say.
Super funny, but I'm talking even just the character. So, like, if we remove the Jim Carrey aspect of it.
No, yeah, even the Grinch character is funny.
The Grinch character is funny. He's so sweet. He, like, has just been through a lot, and also
he's
just
literally, like, very mean.
No, he's not. He's misunderstood.
Sweet. No, he's so misunderstood, but he's also, like, not so sweet.
No, he's so sweet at the end.
Oh, he actually is so. And look, wait, he loves his dog. You're right. He's so sweet.
Not as both having a threesome with the Grinch.
I would love it. Although he would probably have like a fuzzy pee-pee.
Okay. So I've thought of that. I have thought of that. But I've also thought of the fact, the one thing that I don't like about the Grinch is like his teeth are concerning to me.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do bad hygiene.
You don't always have to kiss. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's hard not to. Where all the passion lies.
I mean, yeah. Kissing does carry a lot of the passion.
No, like, I could not have sexy time without you making out with me first.
Really? I've done that a million times.
Oh my God, no, I can't. Like, how are you gonna get me in the mood? We gotta make out.
But there's sometimes, like, if you're doing a quickie or something, you're not even necessarily kissing.
Yeah, no, you're right. Actually, true. Like, in the morning, like, ugh, bad breath.
There's something about his energy that I actually really enjoy. And it is weird.
No, I get it.
You know? Thank you. And thank you so much for that. Because I really needed to hear it.
It's kind of similar to my next Hear Me Out.
Oh.
It is.
Go ahead.
It's like some sort of like monster of some sort, I guess.
Some sort of ghoul.
Because I am very, very attracted to Venom.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
A masked evil whatever the fuck he is.
Yeah.
And doesn't like, his tongue go like, you know?
You are literally speaking my language. Like that Venom tongue, girl.
Oh, girl, that shit will rock.
Even if he's just like a head, like floating out, not even in like his Venom like form,
I just
where he's
wanted
like a
to
big
be known that
beast
if either
thing.
Of our fathers saw this podcast, they would be so ashamed of us.
My dad better not.
No, literally.
Look at anything.
Literally.
We do.
I'm worried because I know my dad does seek out my podcast. He should have stopped a long time ago, though.
YouTube.
If he made it this far in, that's his problem.
Oh my God. No, I can't imagine your dad watching this. Oh,
but remember, he used to watch even like when I would put up my story times. And girl, does it get worse than that?
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Okay, so I'm going into cartoon territory now because we were supposed to 4 and 4. But
yeah, this is my cartoon.
Oh,
technically. He's not real. Venom is not real. He's like a graphic.
Okay, my first cartoon is Gil from Nemo.
Oh my God, I almost put Gil on my list.
Are you serious? He's so hot. Stop it.
Him with those scars?
Oh,
are you joking?
So like rough around the edges.
Especially when he's like stuck up in the thing and he's like, let him do it. He could do it. He's so hot.
Even though he was so wrong. But yeah, no, period.
Yeah, no, that was super fucked up. He's kind of a dick, but
almost killed our little Nemo.
I love a good man covered in scars.
You love a good man covered in scars?
Yeah.
Oh, I see you as a type that a guy will have a scar and you'll just like hold it. Just be like, oh, what happened to you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I could find a man, like, unattractive, and then he'll take off his shirt, and he's, like, covered in scars, and I'm like,
The Punisher? Are you joking me? The Punisher?
I am so in love with The Punisher. It's not even funny.
I got goosebumps.
No, like, same.
In my
he
cooter.
He is so delicious. We should also do, like, maybe on another episode, our not hot list. People that we don't think are hot, that everybody thinks is hot. We should do that next time.
Ooh, interesting.
Because I have
my
so
my first
many.
One on there is, who's the guy that plays Captain America?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Chris Evans is delicious.
And that's an opinion.
I get you. I mean, I'm not typically... Well, I'm lying. I'm lying because like, no, he's hot. He's so hot. He's so delicious. I love him.
I could tell he's a beautiful man for someone else. You know what I mean?
You know what? Now that you say that, I feel like if I went on a few dates with him, like he would be so attractive to me that would... No, he loves dogs. No, forget
Can
it.
Can I just
him.
Say I don't like men that are too attractive? It bothers me.
No, same though. I mean, I agree. Because, like, there's got to be, there's
something
like that about you.
Something's off here and I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't like that.
What was your next one, though?
Oh, my God. I had another human.
Oh, boy. What is
it? I completely forgot. I love him. Not only would I bang this man, I'd marry him. Michael Cera.
Oh, I was going to put him on, too. I totally get it.
Right?
There is nothing sexier than, like, a guy who's like, so shy, whatever. And then y'all just like, bang.
No, literally. I feel like he would blow our minds in bed. I feel
literally,
like he's not what he seems.
Not at all. And he's got a triple submarine.
How do you know?
Not you wanting to find the link so you can see
yourself. I'm like, wait, do you know people from back in the day?
No. I'm literally saying like just by looking at him, I could tell.
No, yeah, you could tell. It's very big.
Triple
it's very,
submarine.
It's phantom level for sure.
Oh, okay, my next one, because I was still in cartoons, is the Onceler from The Lorax.
Is that like the Lorax guy? Like the big orange thing?
The big what? No,
the
no, not
thing?
The orange
I've
thing.
I've never seen that movie.
No, not the orange thing. You have to look up the Onceler. He's the one who came up with the Thneed. And like, he's like really tall, kind of lanky. Something about him.
Really? I've never seen him. Let me look him up. What's he called?
The Onceler.
The Onceler?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that hair. Oh wait, it's a hat. It's a hat.
Wait, what picture were you looking at?
Not me thinking this was his hair.
Bro, you thought his top hat was his hair. That's crazy.
Okay, remind me to never drink a wink on our podcast again.
No, I think we just drink one every time.
No, but like, is he funny? Like, is he giving like, you know, is he funny guy in the movie?
He's innovative. He's misunderstood. Okay. His family, like he grew up with his family not understanding him and he's like the odd one out. And, you know, is he responsible for the entire, like, ecosystem? Like, he fucked up the whole thing and then, like, he cut down all the trees to make his shit. It's a whole thing, but he was misunderstood and he did right in the end.
Okay.
Honestly,
okay,
though, I just found him cute. I love it. Like, I just find him cute.
Yeah, he's so cute. He's cute. From photo?
He's giving the iCarly brother vibes. Like, lanky.
And a little bit. A little bit.
You know
bit.
What I mean? Scrawny. Toothpicky.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know what he's actually reminding me of?
What?
He looks like that TikTok Willy Wonka.
No. Well, now you ruined it for me. So,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Do I? That was dark time.
Yeah.
Dark times on the
Wait,
internet.
You've talked about him on Do We Know Them, right? Or something. There,
I've lost track.
That Willy Wonka fella had like a controversy or something like that back in the day. But like that Onceler, what's his name? Onceler.
He is kind of giving that and you ruined it for me and now I hate him.
Yeah. Would you bang the TikTok Willy Wonka?
Not on the worst day.
Literally. You couldn't pay me. My next one, actually, I don't know if this one counts because he's technically a man in a suit, but like Ghostface from Scream.
Oh, but bro, there's literal porns. There's this one guy that I used to like know from Vine.
Oh no, it's already off to a bad start. The story. I'm scared.
No, I've never done anything with him. And period, sex work, do what you want with your body. But I like the beginning of OnlyFans where like a lot of my mutuals like switched to sex work and then I would go on my Twitter feed and see them jacking their pee-pee.
No, I don't believe you.
No, literally one day I went on Twitter and he was with the Ghostface mask jacking his wiener. I was like, oh, period.
I just love a ghost face mask.
I guess I need a link. I'm sure it's still up.
Oh, no. I'm okay.
No, it's like a thing. Like, people really like that. Mine is a little bit more innocent than yours. Mine is Bo Peep from Toy Story.
Little Bo Peep?
Why do you gotta call her little? She's a grown woman.
Oh my, yeah, girl, do it. I honestly would get it with Buzz Lightyear, so, you know.
No, see, I'm not attracted to any of the males in Toy Story, but like when him and Bo Peep, like, you know, they kiss.
They're so beautiful.
I had lesbian feelings for Bo Peep, or bisexual feelings.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
She's a hot mama.
And when she got more badass in Toy Story 4,
mm-hmm.
That did something to me. It really did.
I do love them as a couple. They are a power couple.
Are they?
You don't like Buzz?
I feel like they're a power couple.
They're such a power couple. Wait a second. Isn't Bo Peep with Woody?
Yeah. Well, who are you saying she was with?
What the fuck am I talking about? I was saying Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, absolutely not. No, her and Buzz have nothing to do with each other. It's like low-key, Woody's just like into himself and Andy. Like, that's it. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, I'm not really into it, honestly, actually. I don't think they're a power couple. I take it back. If she was with Buzz Lightyear, I think I'd like it more.
Maybe. That's an arc worth exploring.
Wait, does Buzz Lightyear have a...
Those were my two sexual awakenings. It was her kissing Woody, and I wanted to put Poison Ivy, specifically Uma Thurman, who kissed Robin in Batman.
Oh,
when I delicious. Tell you that was the first time my Pikachu ever tingled. Ever. And I was like, who is this lady? And what is this? What is going on right now? This is the hottest kiss on television.
That was a very hot kiss.
Oh my God, it was so... But then Uma Thurman's so hot in Poison Ivy that she... I was like, she can't be a hear me out.
What? No, Uma Thurman could never be a freaking hear me out.
Anyway, what's your last one?
Actually, okay, so this one is based off of vibes alone. Well, actually, no, let me take that back because his vibe is very bad. He's an awful, awful, awful vibe. Actually, no, it's more of like if he walked into a bar and like started like romancing someone near me, I'd be like, wait, who is that man? Like, I like the way he talks. Like, he looks like he's got a lot of history, a lot of life experience. And like, there's something about, you know?
No.
Jafar.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, he's so fucked, though.
I wouldn't date him. I would not date him. There's something very seductive and sexual about Jafar. Like, put me in that hourglass, baby. Let's, like, hang out.
Oh, yeah. Something. No, and the way he, like, you know stares, I mean? And it's very intense, and it would just be like,
yeah, yeah.
You'd be mean to me, yeah, but, like, in a good way.
Yeah, like, he would make me do stuff, I think.
Well, my last one is a villain, technically.
Oh,
but not okay. Also technically. Megamind.
Out of everybody on your list,
That's the one I refuse. No, no, no. I'll take your little Willy Wonka look-alike. That big ass, head ass motherfucker. There is no way. There is no way you'd have sex with that man. I don't believe you. Mega mind.
Okay. First of all, I understand he's like an alien, so it looks a little bit off. But he's voiced by Will Smith, who honestly, Will Smith could have been on this list.
Why? Will Smith is hot.
Not conventionally, I don't think.
Yes, he is. Have you seen him in iRobot? He's very handsome. So hot.
I meant Will Ferrell. I'm like, since when does everybody think Will Ferrell's hot? Am I confused?
Yeah, no, ill. No, no.
I was like, iRobot? I thought that was just Will Smith in that movie. I'm so confused.
No, Will Ferrell voices him. He's funny. He's also really sweet. Like, he's a good person. Like, I know that he's the villain, but he's a good person. But also, just even the cartoon itself is not an ugly cartoon.
You don't. You won't give it to me.
The size of his head, Jesse, like, I cannot move on. Like, I could not.
Wow.
I could not. My head is already big. You imagine I accidentally get pregnant by that motherfucker. We have, like, ginormous head babies. No, thank you. Yuckies.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know, it's up to interpretation. I thought that one kind of slayed.
No. Ugh. That one is questionable for sure. All your other guys, you know what? I might bang them as well.
I am sweating. But like in a concerning way.
If you put your hand down my shorts right now, girl.
Just a puddle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, anyway, guys, that's all we got for you today. I hope you did enjoy it. I had a good time.
Yes.
That was a bit of a great time. We need to stop getting sexual.
I love these wing drinks.
Don't you promote that. It made your heart beat fast.
Why? No, I mean, I definitely got tachycardia while
what
drinking.
What is that?
Who made this? I'm like, what?
Oh my
god.
What is
that? What is that?
Not you wanting to eat it.
Yeah, it looks really good. Damn, tell us. What does it taste like? What is it? Texture? Tell us.
Rustic cracker?
Oh,
My mom's friend made.
Oh my god, so many flavors. Holy shit.
I choke and die.
Is it spicy?
Mom's friend made hot pepper jelly, homemade. And I think that was like cream cheese or like brie cheese or something with hot pepper jelly on top.
I love that combo. That sounds amazing.
I'm so dead that my sister-in-law just like. But like, maybe I should go feed her a cracker or something. She's been up there for a few hours.
She's had 17 margaritas. Let me go up there and give her something.
No water.
Which,
no
by
anything.
The way, guys, I swear, this is not going to be the sexual podcast. Like, we're going to talk about other things.
We can't swear that.
It just happened.
We can't swear that.
But we can.
No, I'm just kidding. There's some things to be sexual about. You and I are a little bit dangerous.
Yeah. Here's the thing is that I am very, very, very shy. Like, I'm also like... sexually, like I've had like one boyfriend, like I'm very like whatever, you know, but I will talk about it literally about anything and everything. Like I'm open when I speak about it, so it will come up. I mean, we were doing a hear me out list today, so I mean,
sense. So it had to be sexual.
And then the first episode we were talking about losing our virginity, so like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you know, first two episodes pretty high, you know what I mean? Pretty high bothered.
Yeah.
We're gonna do haha funny topics. Let us know what you want to see.
Yeah, leave us topics in the comments, like things you guys want us to talk about, any prompts, any ideas, so maybe we can like talk about it in the next episode or whatever.
Exactly. Wow, that's such a good idea.
Actually, that I just came up with that.
Oh,
like
my
that thing
god
that
amazing. Well, anyway, guys, I am boiling and we must be going. But guess what? We're going to see you next time.
I want a cracker.
You want a cracker?
Yes.
Come and get it.
I'm hungry
Mamacita.
Now. Yeah, let me just... I'm a mommy.
Mamacita. Why did he say that? That is so ridiculous.
Mommy. Don't get me started on Huda. God bless.
I know.
I wish her well.
But anyway, guys, that's it. That's all we've got for you. If you're sad that it's over, don't worry. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Wait, what time? We're uploading every Wednesday at what time?
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare put a time on this.
Oh, you're right.
Don't
right.
You
no, it's just Wednesday.
Dream about it.
It's just Wednesday.
Wednesday before midnight, allegedly. Okay.
That's a good one. Wednesday before midnight. So anytime between 1 a.m. the night before, like midnight, whatever, and 12
the next day. Midnight. Yeah, and that's called Wednesday. Yeah. And that's when we'll be here. But other than that, we have no further details for you. But yeah, we'll see you next Wednesday and then every Wednesday after that, because we're going to stay consistent and slay.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be fine and we're going to live till we're 95.
Which in your eyes is tomorrow. Okay, anyway, well, if you made it to the end, we appreciate
Thanks, guys.
You. Fuck, I was saying the Do We Know Them exit. We still don't know the freaking outro, but we appreciate you and we'll see you next time. Okay.
We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.